Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, so your first race is a 450. You're 1-0. You beat Eli Tomac. I mean, this shit's easy.
Is a W.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, it's...
Chris here is calling you for the AMA Hall of Fame already.
We love Chris. Yeah. But a lot of hot...
Podcast star.
A lot of hot takes from that guy.
Yeah, no, but hey, congratulations, man. That last race was really cool and really exciting.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think halfway through the main... So I actually told Nick before we went up, did I not say this? I said, I know how this race is going to go. I'm going to get the whole shot. Eli's going to be second. We're going to have about 8 seconds on third. It's going to be a battle royale. I said that word for word, did I not? Yep. Nick's shaking his head yes. So that's the way it went.
And the lotto numbers.
Yeah, right. For real. No, so I have an intuition about these things.
Hypotheticals a lot.
Yeah, Yeah, for real.
So if you throw out 100 hypotheticals, you might get a couple right. Right.
Whatever. Yeah. No, but I honestly think what won it for me is like halfway through the main. Well, I was riding really good in the beginning. I'm thinking to myself, I wasn't looking back, but I'm like, this has to be Eli. There's no other person that is going to run this pace right now.
And, oh, okay, all right.
Well, I'm in. So, whatever. Okay. I got a Coors Light in me, whatever. I'm cocky. Anyway, so, no, halfway through, I'm like, even if I get second, like, this is an awesome night. I'm stoked. And that's, I think, what won it for me. I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to go for it. Right. And so, yeah, he did the Joker Lane a lap early, and I knew when his, obviously I didn't hear him right on me after the dragging him, like, he did it, and I had to sprint that last lap, and man, what a night.
What was cool for me was the turn before the dragon back, so you go inside, and he goes outside and triples, and he almost gets you. You're like, oh, watch this. You go outside and go to triple. He goes inside. You square him up. Like, that part was so cool, and he has the advantage over you. You're trying to think. You're trying to think, like, how do I stop this guy?
I looked at the track map for Monster Cup as soon as it came out, and I've been thinking about that turn ever since. I'm like, oh, man, what do you do? You go outside and triple. It's one of those turns. But then Nick actually had this line, that double, and then kind of what I figured out towards the end, the double, and then double into the dragon, and then double over. Yep. And once I did that, it kind of he couldn't really find a way around. Initially, I thought he was tripling off the dragon's back because I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm crushing it, and he's getting me there every time. So, that line kind of took it away. But it did feel good to score him up. Like, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a really good race. Did you like the track going back ways, both ways?
I didn't in practice, but kind of as it wore down a little bit, I think it flowed a little bit better. And it's a new bike, and I'm just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, bro, you're 1-0 in your 450 career, and you beat Eli Tomac. That's pretty sweet. And the first race, washed out the front end. You know what all of us experts were saying.
Oh, dude, it's like a plethora of, like, message board and, like, texts and a bunch of dickhole comments from you that, like, flooded my mind as soon as my elbow scrapes the damn near concrete on the ground. I'm thinking to myself, Steve Mathis, that bitch.
Yeah, no, you really should, because I'm like, here we go again.
Yeah, no, for real. Then I picked it up, and I hit him with the happy-go-lucky attitude. I'm just like, whatever, this is cool. Yeah. I'm just going to pass some dudes.
No, it was really good, really impressive. Yeah, I mean, you coming in, did you think you could win, though? I mean, obviously, you got to have that attitude. You just come off a national championship. But, I mean, coming in, were you like, hey, I can win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Be honest.
I think I did, but I was a little bit on the fence. I didn't know. I don't want to think that I can win and then come here and get my doors blown. I felt like I was in the ballpark.
Yeah. First practice, like, you were quickest.
I was worried about my starts because I haven't been able to keep the front end down at the test track at all. Right. So I was worried about that, but somehow I pulled 2 out of 3. And yeah, once I got up front, I felt like I could win.
Right. Your gear was sick. That was a nice look. I was
I
really
saw your tweet. That was cool. Yeah,
it was impressive. I mean, I'm fly racing guy, but that was pretty. That's a pretty good look.
Chicken 94, bro. Chicken 94. That's
no,
the gear.
No,
that's the gear. That's
no, it's not Chicken 94. Really? Chicken was off of the. Chicken was.
Sure?
Yeah, Chicken. That would be Chicken 92.
I'm not a 94 guy.
Chicken 92.
I don't know. I'm a 99 not till now guy.
Right,
so,
right.
Whatever.
No, it's Chicken 92. Chicken was at Suzuki in 93. In 94, he rode NCY Yamaha. So, yeah, it can't be that. But it was still a strong look anyways. How much changes have you made to your bike at all during the day?
Barely any. I went like a tad stiffer, but that's it. We did do quite a bit. The first couple weeks I was on the bike to kind of get, because I like my bike pretty stiff. So maybe Stu-like, you would even say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get that front end real wow. stiff. It ain't James, it's the bike.
You can't get your front end as stiff as James. There's no possible way. You would need you to just, you need to put lead
just,
pipes.
You just need to know what I'm going to do.
All right. We're done here. Yeah, I think we're done. Congratulations. We're very excited for you here. Pookie's got her shirt on. She's very happy. Yeah,
Pookie looks fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Good job tonight. And, yeah, got a lot of pressure. Anaheim won. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it.